Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ko te reo Māori, kia tika, kia rere, kia marama, kia mau. Tēnā koutou katoa, kua piri mai nei I runga I tērā whakaaro, nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei.
Kia ora Āpera, ko Hemi Kelly tēnei. Kia ora koutou e whakarongo mai nā, I o koutou kāinga, I runga I o koutou waka, i hea. Kei te pēhea e hoa?
Rau e hoa, me koe.
Ai, kei te tino pai. Hea te kaupapa I tēnei rā.
Today's kaupapa is we're going to be looking at the date, how to say the date, including the month and the year. And I think we're going to have a little bit of a kōrero about the use of the borrowing day names, the kupumino, the mane ture, as opposed to the rahina rātu, for example. So yeah, we'll get to that kōrero a bit later.
He kōrero nui he wānanga kei te haere. Ka mai, e hoa, ko taku pātai ki a koe. My pātai to you is, what are the days of the week in te reo Māori?
You put me on the spot like this, hear me? No, I should know this, shouldn't I? So we're going to go with the mane ture format.
All right, let's start there because they came first, right? If we think about it, long time ago. Before other peoples arrived here, Māori had a unique way of telling the time. And 7 days of the week didn't exist in that system of telling time. And we'll talk about this shortly. But then this new system was introduced, and our tūpuna gave those days of the week these names.
Mane, ture, wenere,
taite, paraere, rahoroi, rātapu. So you use the word kupu mino. If you're unsure what kupu mino is, kupu, word, mino, borrowed. So a borrowed word. Kupu mino is transliteration. And there's lots of kupu mino in te reo Māori. And so don't be afraid to use kupu mino. They exist in te reo and they are a part of te reo, you know, because there are so many things that have been introduced into our world that we didn't have words for. And so part of this, you know, the creation of words is done in many different ways, and one way we create words is by transliterating them.
I definitely agree with that, whakaaro. Languages all over the world have words that they've borrowed from other languages. English has it, French, German, any language you look at. So I think it's also okay to have borrowings in te reo Māori.
Koia. Koia, the sentence structures don't change. The sentence structures are still Māori in form, in wairua. But here, we do have these kupu mino that appear throughout te reo, right? Tūru, chair, tepu, table, naihi, knife, and so on. He nui tonu. And I think about some of my kaumātua, and they were very fond of kupu mino. and some of them were, of course, the days of the week.
Right.
Mane ture, wenere, taite, paraere, rahoroi, rātapu. Except those two. What's the difference between rahoroi and rātapu?
They've got Māori word in there, right? They've got
a
Māori kupu rahoroi, washing day, right?
Wash day, rahoroi.
Rātapu, sacred day.
Sacred day. Oh. Ka haere ki te whare karakia, ne, going to church, rātapu. But there are also kupu mino for those 2 days, which is hātarei and hanarei.
Okay.
Hātarei and hanarei.
Cool. So let's look at how to use these. How are we going to say what the date is? Hear me.
Well, I could ask the question, what day is it? Ko te aha, tēnei rā. Ko te aha, tēnei rā. Me pēhea te whakautu. How would you answer that? Ko te aha, tēnei rā. E hoa? What day is it?
Ko te taite, te rā, Carl.
Ko te taite tēnei rā.
Ko te taite tēnei rā.
Ai. Ko te taite tēnei. Ne? Well, I could ask, what's today? Sometimes I ask that because I lose track of the days. Like, what's today? Is it Thursday or Friday? And I'm going to ask it like this. Ko te aha? Aha, the question word. What? Ko te aha tēnei rā. What is this day?
Ko te taite tēnei rā.
Ko te taite tēnei rā. Ah, pēnei tonu au, ko te praere. Ah, I thought it was Friday. Damn.
Kaore anō e hoa.
Kaore anō. That's one way to, you know, ask and answer that question. If we're going to add on the date, ko te taite te...
Te kau.
Te kau. So, Thursday the 10th. Ko te taite te te kau of...
Or te...
No te before the month.
Okay.
Or mai he.
Mai he. Mm-hmm. Or mai he.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Ko te taite te te kau o mai he. Ai, ka pai.
Ko te taite te te kau o mai he.
Te rā.
And tomorrow would be ko te paraire te te kaumātahi o mai he.
Ai, ai.
Okay.
Handy for kaiako ne, writing the date perhaps on the board I a rā, getting tamariki used to the days of the week and the months of the year. That sort of phrase, ne? I don't know how often we would say that in talking, but we, you know, we might ask the day, what's the day, every now and then. Just a note here, let's just have a little kōrero about why we're going with these days of the week. There are other names for the days of the week. Do you know those names?
I know a few of them, I think.
Right. So,
Rahina.
Rahina.
Rātū.
Rātū. Rāapa.
Rāapa.
Rāpare.
Rāpare. Rāmere.
Rāmere.
I only know Rāhoroi and Rātapu.
Rāhoroi and Rātapu, again. Okay. Aye. So when the Māori Language Commission was established in 89, in the early years of the Māori Language Commission being established, a big part of their mahi was to create, you know, a corpus of words for words that didn't yet exist in te reo Māori, so that people could continue speaking te reo without having to revert to English. And so a lot of words were created, and words that are known now in Māori, like politics, tōrangapū, that was a word that was created, microwave, ngaruiti, you know, all of these words that exist in the reo. You know, there was a time where there was a group of people sitting together and creating these words. And during that time, they created those names for the days of the week. And so we now have these two sets of names, mane, ture, wenere, rahina, rātū, rāapa, with all of this knowledge, though, emerging about matariki, about the maramataka, the Māori lunar calendar, and all of the narratives that are tied up in that, and how we reference time and talk about time, and our atua that exist in that space as well. If we look at those names in Māori, we've got Rahina Rātū, they're a translation of the Roman narrative. And so Monday is referring to the moon, Thursday is referring to Saturn from a Roman narrative. And so those names were translated into te reo. So we had Ra Hina. Hina is referencing the moon. And Thursday is Ra Pare. Pare is short for Parearo, which is the name for Saturn.
I see.
And what people like Rangi Mā Tāmu are saying, someone who's, you know, studied Māori cosmology and our mātauranga in relation to the maramataka, are saying is that, well, actually, there's no reference to hina. There's no story about hina being connected to Monday in our narratives. There's no story about parearo, these heavenly bodies, being connected to this thing called Thursday. So hang on, let's, you know, revisit this. It worked for a time, but actually those names, there's no connection at all to those days of the week. Instead, those atua, hina and parearo, this heavenly body, they have other stories and they have other narratives, so let's look at those. And so there is this kind of, you know, shift now in understanding this and reclaiming all this knowledge to go, okay, mane, ture, wenere is better, you know?
Yeah.
And let's reserve also our Māori names for the months for the Māori lunar calendar, because that calendar doesn't line up or match up exactly with the Gregorian calendar, which is marked by the sun, so January, February, and so on.
Mm.
Yeah, let's use maybe Hanuere Pepuere when we talk about that calendar. And if for those people who are observing the Maramataka Māori, the Māori lunar calendar, let's reserve those names for that calendar, because they're two very different things, two very different systems of measuring time.
Mm. Now, that makes a lot of sense. And so, because most of us are operating within the Gregorian calendar kind of framework,
aye,
with our jobs and our lives and so on,
mm,
it really would be best if we're using these names in Māori to go with the kupumino, the borrowing words.
Aye. At the end of the day, it's up to the individual. And these are, I think, for me, I'm following the words, the tohu tohu, the guidance of people like Rangi Mātāmua, who are steeped in knowledge when it comes to Māori ways of looking at time and telling time. And here he's saying, well, let's separate these two things, because they're two very different things. And rahi na rātū rāpa ai, they might have been a Māori way of saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at one point, but actually they're referencing our atua, our gods, our heavenly bodies, and that don't have any connection to that system of telling time, which is 7 days a week.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a really cool kōrero, Hemi. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
I'm just sharing what I've, you know, learnt from other people, and I must acknowledge Rangi Mātāmua and all the mahi that he's done, you know, and acknowledging Matariki. I think we've seen, like, throughout the motu, just this huge, like, growth in how we understand what Matariki is and how we celebrate Matariki every year. And this year we get to celebrate it as a public holiday.
Yeah. It's around my birthday as well. I'm stoked.
So going back to saying the date in Māori, and I think, yeah, this is just going to be really helpful for people who do this, like kaiako. So, e hoa, I've got some public holidays. I'm going to say them in English, and I'd like you to say them in te reo. And then let's test your knowledge and see if you can recognise which public holiday it is.
Okay.
Kapai? Okay, this is for this year. Te tau rua mano rua te kaumarua, 2022. Sunday, the 6th of February.
Ko te rā tapu, te ono, o pepuere. Yeah.
Public holiday?
Public holiday, it's Waitangi Day.
Kia ora.
Yeah.
Ka pai.
Great.
Anei, Monday, the 18th of April.
Ko te mane te tekau māwaru o pipiri?
Apirira.
Apirira.
Ai.
Apirira.
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 Apirira. Apirira. Ai. Ngā mērua. That's the other thing, e hoa, with a lot of our kupumino. Not all, but with some, you have variations. So you might see Apirira, or you might see Apireira.
Okay.
Aye. You can imagine that at one point, it wasn't as easy for us to connect with each other.
Mm.
And so an iwi at the top of the North Island might have been saying Apirira, and an iwi down the bottom of the North Island might have been saying Apireira. And so over time, we have these two variations. Public holiday. Te harare.
Ah, ko te Easter, ne?
Ai, ai, ko te Easter Monday.
Easter Monday.
Mm. Ane, Sunday, falls on a Sunday this year, the 25th of December.
Ko te rātapu te 25 o...
Ti
hemere? I'm just trying to guess it. I'm sorry.
Tihema.
Tihema.
That was such a good guess. December. Tihemere. Tihema.
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 Ko te rā tapu te 25 o Tihema.
Heaha te hararei.
Ko te Christmas.
Ko te krihimete.
Krihimete.
Krihimete. Ai. Anei, te mea whakamutunga. Ko te mea whakamutunga. Ko te mea whakamutunga. Friday, the 24th of June.
Ko te paraire. Te 24 o hune?
Hune. Hune. Hea te hararei.
Ko te matariki.
Ko te matariki. Ko te hararei o matariki. Ko te whakanui a matariki. Yeah, so excited for that this year. It's going to be the first, right?
It's going to be the first, yeah.
That we celebrate it as officially, you know, as a country and recognize it officially as a country. Nō reira, e mihi ana ki Arangi mā Tāmua, me ētahi atu kua roa e whai ana kia whakanui a tēnei tuāhuatanga, nui whakahirahira, arā, ko Matariki.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, tēnā koutou katoa. Nō reira, hoa mā, ka hoki mai anō māua a te rā wiki. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Kia ora rā.
Kia ora rā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.